It's my husband's funeral. I should be sad, at least.
You're in control of yourself. You're not a gusher. Celebrate that.
I can't cry for Andrew. I keep thinking about that day in Africa, on the beach.
Sarah?
Yes?
I thought we agreed it was best that you forget all that. What happened, happened. We agreed that you were just going to move on, didn't we?
I pressed my left hand against the window pane and stared at the stump of my lost finger. I don't think moving on is going to work anymore, Lawrence. I don't think I can just continue to deny what happened. I don't think I'll be able to. My voice trailed off.
Sarah, deep breaths.
I opened my eyes. Outside, Batman was still poking fiercely at the pond. The Today program scolded away on the radio. Next door, the neighbor had finished pegging his washing, and now he simply stood there, eyes half closed. Soon he would move on to a new task. The percolation of coffee, perhaps, or the application of replacement twine to the spool of a string trimmer. Small problems. Neat problems.
Now that Andrew's, well, gone, Lawrence, do you think you and I will be...
A pause at the other end of the phone. Then Lawrence, careful Lawrence, non-committal.
Andrew didn't stop us while he was alive, he said. Do you see any reason to change things now?
I sighed again.
Sarah.
Yes?
Just focus on today for now, will you? Focus on the funeral. Hold it together. Get through today. Stop smearing that fucking toast on the computer!
Lawrence?
Sorry, that was the baby. He's got a piece of buttered toast and he's wiping it all over. Sorry, have to go.
Lawrence hung up. I turned from the window and sat on the bed. I waited. I was putting off having to go downstairs and deal with little B. Instead of moving, I watched myself in the mirror as a widow. I tried to find some physical sign of Andrew's passing. No extra line on the forehead. No darkening of the skin under the eyes. Really? Nothing?